Labor's three-day economic reform roundtable put forward some bold ideas, with the event casting light on road user charging, also known as road pricing. Treasurer Jim Chalmers signalled it as a tax reform priority, with the Productivity Commission Chair indicating support. Helen Rowe, Transport Program Manager at the Climate Works Centre, said it would be a powerful tool for boosting productivity and building economic resilience. But industry voices have elevated concerns that the tax reform could decrease the transition to electric vehicles, arguing EV owners already contribute through various taxes. She warns the move could also bring environmental and health implications. The Wire's Jordan Zarella spoke with Michelle Isles, CEO of Climate and Health Alliance, to find out more.
I think these have played a really critical role in removing tailpipe emissions, so the pollution that significantly impacts the health and well-being of our community. Pollution is a negative externality that harms health. So we think we need to be incentivizing the uptake of EVs, not adding charges that don't account for the health benefits that are gained from on the roads.
Many places across the world, from New York to London, have implemented similar tax reforms for electric vehicles. If this tax comes into effect, how do you think road user charges could influence the adoption of electric vehicles?
We initially saw steady growth in the uptake of EVs, and there have been incentives in place, but with some of the rollback of those, coupled with some misinformation that are impacting buyers' perceptions, we're not seeing the growth that Australia should be having. We are concerned that extra charge at this point in time will influence and impact sales and uptake of EV at a time when we need it most. It's probably not well known, but Australian cities, from one source, which is pollution from vehicles, is above the standards that the World Health Organization. So it's disappointing that this is not being considered in the sort of isolated policies being to solve a road problem.
The Parliamentary Budget Office has warned that the fuel excess collection tax raised just over $15 billion in 2024, but could fall to zero by 2050 as electric vehicles replace fuel-powered cars. What's your thoughts on this?
What, unfortunately, the Australian government does is also subsidise the expansion of fossil fuels, which causes direct health harms. So there is money across the budget that could be redistributed. Then it'll open up other revenue streams through avoided harm to be able to fund the services and infrastructure that we need.
Helen Rowe, Transport Manager at Climate Works Centre, says discussions on road pricing have been ongoing for decades in Australia, calling for the need to adapt to the road user charge, whilst also ensuring does not slow down the electric vehicle transition.
Well, I think the important thing to think about is that we've been talking about something like road pricing for many decades in Australia, and it's good to differentiate between how we've been talking about it in the past and now. So in the past, we've been talking about commonly around the world, people have used road pricing, like congestion pricing, or even in London, emissions-based charging. Somewhere like Singapore or London, in busy centres of the city where we've got too many cars, they put in place a cordon charge and these kinds of things, and that reduces congestion. Often that also gets invested into things like, if you're going to make it more expensive to drive into the city, that money gets reinvested into things like sustainable transport. Now we're talking about road pricing, but for electric vehicles to replace the fuel excise tax that we use to cover the costs of road infrastructure and maintenance. We are looking at seriously now because we need a replacement for fuel excise. But let's make sure we don't provide disincentives for EV uptake. It makes sense that everyone needs to contribute to the infrastructure they use, but making sure we don't slow down that EV transition because it's not happening fast enough in Australia.
Some industry voices support a road user charge once electric vehicles make up 30% of new sales, arguing that electric vehicle owners already contribute through taxes and that the idea of a free ride is misleading. How do you view that perspective?
I think we really should be considering is putting all vehicles on the same system. If I was thinking about buying an EV and there was road user pricing for EVs and there's a per litre cost on petrol, is that really advantageous for me to buy an EV? You're seeing in Climate Works Centre Transport Modelling, we're looking at over 70% of new vehicle sales being EVs by 2030, being in line with achieving a one.
The Wire's Jordan Zarella with that story.